Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
Hey, it's Shelby.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Second week in a row.
Ooh. And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Yeah, do it.
And this first one comes from Striking Jury 2270. And I picked it because I just watched the new Spider-Man movie. So,
oh, man.
And it's called Spider-Gwen and Venom versus Carnage. And the tags are female 18, male 20s. And I will say, I don't know much about Spider-Gwen, but I do know about Venom and Carnage.
I don't know shit about shit, so I'm excited.
Okay. Well, Eddie Brock, just picture Tom Hardy.
He's Venom, right?
Yeah, or you could go way back and picture Topher Grace if you like.
I like Tom Hardy.
Okay. Eddie Brock is in his apartment, relaxing on a nice summer evening. Luckily, Venom has left him alone most of the day. Suddenly, the news feeds go crazy. He clicks on a video seeing Spider-Gwen trying to take out Carnage. The helicopter is jumping around. Venom comes out and says, "Eddie." Well, he says, like, "Eddie." That's how he sounds. Suddenly, they hear a window break. Looks like the fight is closer than they thought. Suddenly, Eddie Brock is covered in the black symbiote. "We are Venom." They jump out of the window to the building next to them. Venom is looking over the fight below. Carnage and his razor-sharp sickles have gotten the better of her, ripping off much of her costume. Oh, no.
No, not her costume.
Venom jumps down between them as Carnage lets out a primal scream. But the NYPD was not waiting on Venom to show up. Suddenly, there's a loud noise coming from a giant speaker strapped to the bottom of the police helicopter. It makes Carnage and Cletus separate. Unfortunately, the noise makes Venom separate as well. Soon, a shot from a sniper rifle rings out. Venom gets lifted into the air by Spider-Gwen just in time. Away from the noise, Venom picks up Spider-Gwen and takes off back to his apartment. No, in her costume that's all ripped up and shredded.
No.
What are they gonna do? Fortunately, Spider-Gwen's costume did its job and the cuts aren't that bad, but most of her body is exposed. Eddie says, "Okay, Venom." Oh, wait, it's Eddie. He has a regular voice. "Okay, Venom, you can go now." Venom goes away, but Eddie is naked. He screams, "Venom!" Oh no, now he's naked
too. I'm so confused. Are Eddie and Venom not the same person?
Venom is a symbiote. Oh, Shelby, you need to watch Venom. They fuse, but they're two separate beings.
Got it.
Just like Carnage and Cletus. Cletus is the person, Carnage is the symbiote.
Okay. I thought it was like a Peter Parker situation where they put on the costume and they are them.
No, Eddie Brock is just a normal dude. Venom is the symbiote. And together, they morph and become a superhero, anti-hero. Whatever they are.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Venom's head comes out and says, "It's not me, Eddie." Eddie says it must have been the sound device. Venom says, "You're excited again, Eddie, like when you look at ladies on the internet."
Ew.
Oh. Eddie's cock is rock hard and pointing straight at Gwen. Gwen's nipples are hard as she tries to hide them with her arms. They both breathe heavily. Gwen says, "I guess an attempted rescue is better than none," as she starts rubbing her nipples. Why is she rubbing her nipples?
However will I thank you. But she rescued him.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but he rescued her back. They rescued each other? I don't know.
Cute.
Eddie grabs her ass and pulls her toward him as they kiss. Eddie takes her nipples and pulls on them as she moans, "Oh yes, Eddie," sucking on one, then the other as Gwen strokes his cock. He lays her down on the couch as Eddie makes his way down her body to her pussy. She's wet and swollen as her hips buck in anticipation. As he sucks on her pussy lips, she moans, "Oh yes." Suddenly, Venom's head comes out. "Eddie, I can help, Eddie."
Ew.
Eddie says, "No, go away." Gwen says, "It's okay, let him help." Oh, like a threesome. Okay. He says, "Fine, we are Venom." The black symbiote covers his body, greatly increasing his muscle mass. Venom's tongue has come out of his chest and licks her nipples. Oh my god, that's a big tongue. Then they turn into suckers. Venom licks her pussy with his giant tongue, moving it around as Gwen starts to squirm in orgasm, screaming, "Oh, Venom!" Gwen moans, "Fuck me, Venom. Please fuck me." Venom slams his cock into her as she screams. At first, it's not much bigger than Eddie's, but it grows and gets longer and thicker as another cock comes out from between Venom's legs and penetrates her tight asshole. Oh, Venom has two dicks.
Apparently.
I do not know that that is canon, but it's good to know. Soon, his cock has her stretched to the limit as she screams and moans, having orgasm after orgasm. As Venom sticks his tongue in her mouth, her tongue swirls with his. Suddenly, Venom goes crazy. His thrusts get harder and harder, harder than any punch she's ever taken. Soon, his hips are moving so fast, they're just a blur. Oh my god, she's getting pounded.
Yeah.
Suddenly, he screams, "We are Venom!" as his body goes crazy as he orgasms. Gwen tries to catch her breath as gobs of cum ooze out of her pussy. The end.
Gobs. Gobs of it.
That was beautiful.
That was very beautiful. Sweet, simple, to the point. I learned something new.
Yeah, and I believe that this is canon to the MCU.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, for sure.
The next one is from Adventures in Filth, and it's called A Day in the Life of a Puppy Slut. And the tags are female 30s, male 30s, BDSM, pet play, anal, water sports, spanking, and cum play.
Wow, it's quite the lineup of tags.
I hear a car pull into the parking space outside. At first, I stretch lazily on the sofa where I curled up all afternoon, annoyed to be awoken, but then I hear the gate go. Master. I bound to my feet, wagging excitedly, hearing keys fumble in the lock as I run to the door. I realized quickly I was left a lot of water to drink today, and I haven't been allowed to go for walkies for several hours.
Oh no, get her outside before she piddles.
Yeah. Where's the puppy pads? Master will definitely have done that deliberately. He loves to watch me play with me as I go. The thought makes my ears turn pink and my tummy flutter. Finally, the door opens and I launch myself at him, wrapping my arms around his neck and kissing him all over the face and neck. He drops his bag and wraps his arm around my bare back, kicking the door closed behind him, lest the neighbors see my nudity. I keep kissing desperately, making up for missing him. I start to whine a little in the back of my throat, needy and low. Master slides his hand down my back and gently tugs on my tail. Oh, no.
Oh, yep.
Arf, arf, I yip, pulling back and looking at him with wide eyes. Hello, puppy. Did you miss me? He says, giving another gentle tug. Arf, I say again, hoping he recognizes it as a scent and also desperation. For him, for walkies, for release. Good puppy. Sit, he says, taking off his shoes and jacket. I drop down into Nadu? Nadu?
I have no idea.
Me either. And wait, panting gently. After he finishes, he turns back to me. Pause, and I raise my hands into a baking pose. He loosens his belt, unbuttoning his trousers and letting his cock spring free from his pants. He doesn't need to tell me what he wants. I immediately pull him into my mouth, sucking and licking at him, burying my nose in his stomach. His hands run over my head, one stroking my ears and the other finding purchase in my hair. Oh, she's going full out.
She is puppy.
He presses gently, forcing me deeper onto him, his cock burrowing towards the back of my throat. My tongue laps at his shaft, eager to please. The pressing becomes harder, and finally his head pops into my throat, causing me to reflexively gag. Ow. It pops into her throat?
Yeah, you gotta breach that throat hole.
In this position, with that sudden loss of control, I feel my control of my body slip slightly, and a wetness slides down my leg as my bladder leaks just a little.
Aw, she tinkled.
He releases me for a moment, then thrusts back in. This time, the loss is bigger, and I whine, pitifully tapping his foot three times. At first, he doesn't seem to notice, head tossed back, enjoying the moment. Then he looks down suddenly, sees my pleading eyes watering, and lets me go. I immediately start to cough and whine, wiping at the mess I made on my legs. Silly puppy, why don't you say you need walkies?
Yeah.
I whine as he pats my head kindly. Up you go, he says, and I scamper up the stairs to the bathroom and sit back in.
There's that word again. Nadu. I'm going to Google it.
By this point, my bladder feels like it's going to burst and I whimper. Master comes in behind me, having removed the rest of his clothes on the way up. Okay, puppy, I want you to hold it for 2 minutes whilst I tell you about my day, he says. My breathing hitches, but I nod and smile. He sets a timer and starts to talk, crouching down to pet me as I wait. First my head, then running scratches down my neck, then down my chest, stopping to gently tug on a nipple as he does. Down and down, pressing on my abdomen as he grazes it, eliciting a cry from me. I clench hard, hoping I can hold it. If I let a drop fall, I know there will be punishment. Next, he reaches around, grabs my tail, wiggling it slightly at the base. I moan and I feel a different wetness start to leak down my legs. Finally, the plug pops free, leaving an aching emptiness inside me. He puts it aside and makes his way back around my body. Eventually, he reaches my pussy, sliding his fingers down my soaked slit, circling my clit, then slipping a finger into me. He crooks it, pressing right into that sweet spot that made me moan. I got my teeth, a small growl escaping me. I don't know what that is supposed to be, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
His eyes shoot to mine. Excuse me, that didn't sound very grateful. I lower my eyes and huff gently in apology. This girl's gonna piss all over the place.
Yeah. Also, I Googled what the Nadu thing is, and it's like slave submission position.
Oh, I didn't know there was a word for that.
Yeah. So like when Christian Grey is like, Anastasia, sit down in your little pose. When she's like, okay, master. That's what that is, I guess.
He slides a second finger into my pussy, then a third, speeding up his movements. I can see the timer getting close to 0, 7, 6, and then he presses deeper, his palm rubbing against my clit as he strokes my insides, and it's suddenly too much. With an audible gasp, I lose control and begin to squirt and pee myself, my head snapping back as I try to regain my grasp of my body. But it's too late, and instead of stopping, Sir goes harder, deeper, staring into my eyes as he does. My back slumps and I surrender completely, my legs shaking underneath me. I'm dimly aware of the alarm sounding, but I'm too caught up to care. I feel so bad, but it's so, so good. As he rings, the last drops out of me, I finally open my eyes and look at Master, and I realize I fucked up. Fear and anticipation flood me. He stands. Naughty puppy, look at the mess you made.
He's gonna smack her booty, smack her little nose with a newspaper.
I know. He turns on the shower before I can move, and freezing water sluices over me, making me yelp. He grabs soap and starts to wash my legs and hands, as well as his own. You know what happens to naughty puppies that can't control themselves. They get punished. I whimper softly, nuzzling at his leg in apology. Come on, he says, walking out of the shower. I follow into the bedroom where he towels me off. Humble, he says when I'm dry, and I drop down and lean forward. I stay that way as I hear him move around the room, rustling things. I can't see, and I don't peek in case I incur further punishment. After a moment, I feel pressure against my asshole, cold and slippery, and I relax to let my tail back in. It feels bigger than before, and I struggle to stretch. Master has to stop, pull it away, and slide in a finger.
That's her punishment? A bigger butt plug?
I guess.
All right.
I rack back, fucking myself against him, desperate. Another finger enters me, making me whine and fuck harder, needing more. And as quickly as it started, he pulls his fingers out and presses the plug in, which, despite definitely being bigger, slides in with a wet pop this time. I feel stretched and delightedly full, and my pussy aches to be touched too. I continue rocking, praying for simulation. I hear a sound and suddenly a sharp crack fills my ears. A dull ache starts to spread across my left ass cheek, warm and throbbing. Arf! I bark, nearly sitting up. A foot on my back pushes me down.
Oh my god.
Arf, arf. Naughty puppies take their punishment or they don't get to come for a week. I whimper in response but lay down, my nipples so hard and scraping against the rough carpet. More stimulation to tease my already swimming mind. Another crack and heat spreads across my right cheek. I jump again but don't move. I feel a rub across both cheeks and then a hand slides between my thighs, probing at my folds. Yep, just as I thought, dripping wet. You absolutely love being punished. I bet you wet yourself on purpose, didn't you? I whine, pleading, begging for him to fuck me. He knows those noises and he chuckles. I feel the paddle move again, this time gentle pats against my pussy, then a not so gentle pat. I hiss, earning me a sharp twist to the nipple. This only makes me wetter and I start to tremble. Well, you are such a sight, all red and dripping. Master kneels behind me, sliding a finger back into my aching cunt, then another and another. God, you're such a sloppy mess. A hand tugs my head up by my hair, and then the fingers in my pussy disappear, suddenly slipping between my lips and into my mouth. Taste how soaked you are, you greedy, cum-hungry puppy. No.
Don't ever say that. Gross.
I lap at his hands, desperate for them to return to my hole. They eventually do, this time pressing upwards towards the plug, stretching my asshole. Like it? You were outgrowing your old one, so I upgraded you. He pulls on the tail, and it doesn't move inside me, just pulls me backward, further onto his hand. A fourth finger fills me, and I cry out. Ruff, ruff. I whine, finally satisfied I was ready. Master withdraws and sits up higher, sliding the head of his cock up and down my slit before thrusting into me hard. He pounds at me mercilessly, and I thrust back, kneading him. Play, he pants, and my hand slides to my clit, rubbing desperately. But do not come, he says, and I freeze, so close to orgasm I can barely think. What do you want, he says, and I pant, pushing back so hard I bark. Do you want me to come in your pussy?
Woof, woof.
Yeah. I whine, needing him to flood me with cum. Want me to breed you like the filthy puppy slut you are? Don't ever say that again either.
Yeah, no.
More whimpers and my finger starts to play again, needing release. He sees my leg shake and grabs my hand. I said no. I moan, begging. Is that what you want? He repeats and I nod. Too bad, he says, and tugs hard on the plug in my ass, popping it free. My hole gapes slightly and he pulls out of my pussy, leaving me so empty and unsatisfied. I hear a gasp and then my head to see him jerking off, spurting cum into my open asshole. Feel the thick wad splash into me. I whimper, clawing at the ground and try to reach my clit, but my hand is grasped and pulled behind me. I moan again, rocking as I try so hard to find some friction, anything. A camera shutter clicks, making my pussy spasm against my will, purely on trained instinct. A tissue wipes at my oozing asshole, and then I'm being flipped over, my master laying over me. Shh, he says as I heave and gasp in desperation. Bad puppies get punished. Now go lie down and do not touch yourself, you hear?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, nope. Could never be me. Cool for thee, but not for me.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And this next one comes from Clever Drake, and it's called Sperm Collector from the Future. And the tags are male 24, female 28, edging, handjob, sci-fi, dom, forced, orgasm denial. I open the door to my studio apartment, exhausted after a 12-hour shift at the warehouse. Dragging my dead, tired ass across the threshold made me question if the overtime was worth it, like it did every time I worked extra and came home more dead to the world. And I knew that I would do it again next time they requested, because God knows I was a broke little guy. My apartment was nothing more than a bed, kitchenette, and chair. It was less of an apartment and more like a large storage unit. It was all I could afford, being 2 years out of college with a degree in English lit. Yeah, I feel like that's like common knowledge, is that you don't major in English lit if you want to do well in life.
Yeah.
I was just happy the bathroom was a separate and distinct room as opposed to the horrific kitchen-bathroom combos that landlords were trying to sell as normal these days. Fucking assholes. Ew, could you imagine having to shit in your kitchen?
No, I wouldn't live there.
When I opened the door to said bathroom to piss and wash the day's grime off of me, I screamed. I swear it was a super manly scream, though, like a warrior's battle cry. A yell, or I would even say a holler. It definitely wasn't a high-pitched scream or squeal. Nope. He very much was like, "Ee!
Ah!"
The cause for my scream, I mean yell, was a blonde woman, a few years older than myself, wearing a gray jumpsuit rolled down at her waist and a tight white undershirt covering her ample chest. She was beautiful, so perfect that I didn't register the very scary and intimidating robotic hand and arm that she had. It was covered in exposed gears and servos, making a constant clicking and whirring sound, completely black except for an empty container halfway up her forearm. Oh, I think the semen's gonna go in the container. Vapor swirled around it, and frost gathered near the base where it attached to her arm. She didn't give me much time to consider anything else as she said, "Mr. Wells, I am from the future, and I need your sperm. Please do not make this difficult." Well... I closed my eyes and gave my head a small shake in disbelief. What the fuck did she just say? What the fuck did you just say? I don't have much time. Bullshit. You have access to time travel. You literally have all the time you need. She paused and considered her answer. You aren't wrong, but you aren't right either. Regardless, I am not here to discuss time travel. I need to collect your sperm and return to my time. Our survival depends on it. Oh, I would feel very special.
Yeah.
It's like slutty Terminator.
It is slutty Terminator.
Why, I ask, covering my crotch on instinct. Not that I would mind giving her my sperm, but a boy likes to be romanced a little. I'm not a slut. In the future, there's a virus that has spread to every male, making them sterile. We have survived so far by traveling back in time to collect sperm from donors who are not affected by the virus. And I am the next lucky donor? Yes, but you are so much more than that. We do need your sperm, more than any other before. Your sperm holds the cure. We need your sperm to save the species of the future. Damn. Look at you go.
He's extra special.
He is. Your seed will help all future generations of our species. You are our hope. She delivered all of that with such a serious and straight face that I almost believed her. The horny part of my brain was already 100% down, but the other, more logical parts were still in control. Plus, this is the type of scenario that would leave me with one less kidney. And that is if I was lucky and woke up at all. Okay, you made your pitch. As much as I would love to help you, I want you to leave so I can go to sleep. Good luck with your weird sperm harvesting fetish or kink or whatever you call this. Check your bank account, she said instead of moving. It caught me by surprise, and I'm sure my face showed it. She continued, we already paid you for your donation. Very well for the current inflation. I hesitated, but money was one thing I needed, even more than getting my balls drained. I pulled out my phone and looked at my checking account. My brain short-circuited, not understanding all the zeros and commas the amount held. I was a billionaire. Actually, I was a billionaire 10 times over. Damn, $10 billion. Hell yeah.
I would literally come in a cup every single day for months on end if that's what she wanted.
Hell yeah. $10 billion. I would do that every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
What the fuck, I said to myself, still coming to terms with the account that said it was in my name but certainly wasn't my money. We are very eager to have your help. The money is legit and tax-free. The computer records all reflect that you were transferred this amount from multiple legitimate sources, all reported to their respective governments. All the paperwork is legit and legal. The money is yours. I just need my sperm, right? I asked, already putting my phone away and dropping my pants. He's like, hell yeah, I'm whipping it out.
Yep.
I couldn't get undressed fast enough. Give me the cup or whatever and I'll fill it up as many times as you want. You can wait in the kitchen and help yourself. I stepped out of my pants, picking them up and throwing them out of the bathroom on my bed. I stood aside to let her leave the bathroom, but once again, she didn't move. I stared at her awkwardly, standing in my boxer briefs with a half chub. If you hand me the cup, I can do it out here if you want to stay in the bathroom. She cocked her head to the side. I will extract the donation. Just lower your shorts and get an erection, or I can help with that too. I watched in confusion as she raised her robotic hand and spread the fingers wide. A mechanism opened in a circle on her palm, revealing a glossy tube that reminded me of a fleshlight. He has to just fuck the palm of her hand.
Easy. Easy money.
The fleshy part was gaped open, but she did something and it closed shut, only to open again, like lips being smacked. She stepped closer, and I realized she intended for me to fuck her hand-arm contraption to milk the cum out of me. I took a hesitant step backward before I remembered the money. For $10 billion, I would let a piranha with braces give me a blowjob. So this seemed tame by comparison. Still, the black metal was intimidating. Will it hurt? Does it normally hurt when you orgasm? She asked in response. No? Then it won't hurt. Please get your penis out and insert it into the extraction hole. You may hold onto my shoulders for balance and support. Oh, easy, easy.
Yeah.
I gave her a nod and lowered my underwear. I was still only half hard, but she didn't seem to mind. She stood closer and brought her arm toward my penis. I thought she would just slide her palm down over my shaft, but instead she turned her hand over so her fingers could cut my balls. She tightened her grip, causing me concern for a moment, but then tilted her palm up and over my dick. I was now balls deep into her hand, my cock disappearing into her wrist and forearm. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, actually.
We stood there for 2 seconds before I heard a whirl come from her arm, and then the tube that surrounded my penis inflated, squeezing it tightly from all angles. I couldn't stop the moan that escaped my lips. She either didn't hear or didn't care. My dick was now stuck in her arm. I couldn't escape now unless I left my penis with her. This was the strangest handjob I ever got. Another 2 seconds pass awkwardly before her arm comes alive. All the servos and gears and pumps start moving at once, and my penis starts being massaged and pumped in ways I didn't think possible. A smooth pulse runs from the base to tip and back again, slowly building my pleasure. It's like fucking a hand and mouth and pussy all at once. The machine senses my response to certain sensations and motions and doubles down on those particular actions, further increasing my pleasure. This arm was designed to maximize my orgasm, and it was doing a really good job at it. I realized I had my eyes closed, so I forced them to open to look at the mysterious time traveler that was currently jacking me off. She wasn't looking at me, but instead watching her arm and looking at the numbers that were displayed on her wrist. When I looked, I couldn't make any sense of what it all meant. Plus, I was in the middle of being fucked, so I wasn't able to do much critical thinking. I felt myself peaking, and since that was the goal, I didn't fight it. I let myself rise to come as soon as possible, making the deposit and getting on with my new life as a billionaire, best nut of my life. And not because this woman's robotic sex toy arm was milking me like my sperm was worth its weight in gold, which I guess, based on my bank accounts, wasn't too far from the truth. I frowned and looked down at her hand where it covered my genitals. Just as I was about to finish, the device squeezed the base of my cock, preventing my release. I looked up at her as I was edged and lost my orgasm. What happened? Why did you squeeze me like that? Edging increases the volume of ejaculate. I will edge you several more times until it is determined that you will produce an acceptable deposit. Just relax and enjoy. I have been told this is very pleasurable. Before I could respond, the cock sleeve started working my shaft again, pumping me aggressively toward an orgasm. I got there much faster this time, and I thought I was going to be able to come, but once again, the machine clamped down at the root and squeezed tight, preventing my orgasm and release. I groaned in frustration, which became a moan as the machine started up again, bringing me back toward my peak. This was torture of the best kind. I had never been into edging, but this was changing my mind pretty quickly. The stroking and pulsing and pulling and rubbing the fleshy tube was doing against my cock was everything I could have dreamed of and more. My orgasm hit suddenly, and I felt the first pump of muscles to prime the shaft and shoot forth my cum. That wonderful first spasm that lacks any semen, but feels perfect nonetheless. An empty warning shot of sticky white semen. That is very descriptive. I do not know what it feels like to come as a man. So that is very helpful. Thank you.
It is very helpful. I'm learning something new.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. I scream in frustration and groan through another prevented orgasm. It died as fast as it arrived. The machine held me firm and didn't start back up right away. I glared at my tormentor, who glanced up at me innocently and without care. Almost there, Mr. Wells. Another few like that, and you will be ready to deliver your first sample. Let me come, please, I beg, moaning the word please as the robotic pleasure device started stroking me again. The twisting was new this time and even more pleasurable. It was almost becoming painful. She ignored my plea, but did get closer and wrap an arm around my waist, holding me up by cupping a butt cheek with her very human hand. I welcomed it because my knees were getting weaker by the minute and I wasn't sure I could remain standing. The squeezing and fingers moving closer to my butthole was not so welcomed. Not that I objected to her fingering my asshole, but the pleasure at the moment was already more than I could handle, and a prostate massage would kill me. I peaked again with another dry pump from my cock, and the machine again prevented the completion of my impending orgasm. I cried out when it happened, begging her for release. She ignored me and continued to check the readings on her arm, cuddling me close against her warm and ample chest. I whimpered on her shoulder as she started massaging my dick again, nearly crying as the pleasure was overwhelming me and becoming pain. My penis was so sensitive that any sensation was threatening to make me come, but I held back because I knew that her and her damn arm wouldn't let me finish. It was worse than death. I just want to come. Please, please, please let me come, I begged in a quiet voice. It will be a big one. I will come, gallons. Just let me finish. Let me orgasm. He's like, please. I need this.
I need to.
I flexed my cock as it pulsed with the beginnings of my orgasm, and I thought it would happen, but I saw her frown and the machine stopped my orgasm in its tracks. No, 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 please, 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 please. Shh. It's okay, Mr. Wells, you're doing good. You can come soon, she comforted me with gentle words, but I didn't believe her. She was a bitch, and a liar, and mean, and oh fuck, it started again. My orgasm was building instantly now, and just as it started, the machine pinched it off again. My dick had to be violently red and angry now. I groaned again, knees giving out, but forced to stay on my feet since my dick was stuck inside her hand. This wasn't fun. This wasn't worth the money. Give me the piranha. Fuck, I had to come, and come now. I feel like that is worth $10 billion.
Yeah.
Woman, whoever you are, I have to come. You have to let me come. I will give you $1 million, $100 million. Just let me come. Please, please, please. I will fill up your cup. I promise. Just let me come. She sighed. Okay, Mr. Wells, you may come. The machine picked up where it left off, pulsing and pumping and stroking and twisting and sucking. Sucking? It can do that? My head went blank and my eyes rolled back into my head. I orgasmed. God damn it, you fucking bitch. I screamed at her as she pinched off another orgasm and edged me again. Oh my God, she did it again. She ignored me like she had been, just looking at the stupid readouts and screens on her arm. Fuck you. Fuck this. You are a sick fuck. And this is what I was waiting for, Mr. Wells. Thank you, she said, nodding toward something her arm told her. She looked up and watched my face as her arm started moving twice as fast. She continued to stare into my eyes as my orgasm built and built and got bigger and bigger. Then it happened, and I cried out in pure ecstasy. The cum exploded through my cock hole in such force that I swore it ripped the head off.
Jesus.
It hurt as my semen shot out. The amount of cum was too much for the size of the hole, causing it to rocket out even faster and with enough force to kill a small animal. Damn, that's crazy. It sounded like a power washer was cleaning the inside of the jar attached to her arm. I watched as my cum continued to fill it. My cock sprang jet after jet of semen into the collector. My body jerked and spasmed and flailed, and I collapsed, my body spent. I was a husk of a man, a very satisfied man. 8 milliliters, Mr. Wells, pretty good. If you keep up with this production, it will only take another 10 times to fill the container.
Oh my God.
In a row? I laughed at her, but then I realized she wasn't joking, and I said quickly, take the money back. I can't. Don't worry, Mr. Wells. You can and you will. Who knows? You may learn to enjoy it. Most do. Come on, let's go to your bed and get you hard again for another sample. I wondered if it was too late for the piranha with braces. It probably was. The end.
Oh, for sure, buddy.
But you have to do this for mankind.
For mankind. And it's only 11 times where yeah. You're edged completely over and over and over again.
Yeah, worth it, I feel.
I think so, too. $10 billion.
Hell yes. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we hope you come back next week. Go check out Patreon.
Go do it.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once, and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course, we're going to have our junk food days. But primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids. Because sometimes, you know, like, for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese. But I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code. And it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.